Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The judge in the Kyle Rittenhouse's trial admonished the prosecutor during the teenager's cross-examination Wednesday. The illegal procedures by prosecutor Thomas Binger has opened the door for a mistrial. Rittenhouse is on trial for the murder or self-defense death of two in Kenosha, Wisconsin riots last year. Elon Musk has sold almost $5 billion in Tesla stock Wednesday. The sale follows Musk's Twitter post on Saturday asking his followers whether he should sell about 10% of his shares in Tesla after the company's stock fell 12% on Tuesday. California Governor Gavin Newsom emerged from his absence from the public eye since getting a COVID-19 booster shot nearly 2 weeks ago. Newsom also missed the United Nations Climate Change Conference. This week, the California Democrat governor made his first public appearance at the California Economic Summit in Monterey. He claims his kids and trick-or-treating was the reason for dropping out of sight. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
A lot of Americans are startled after concertgoers died at an outdoor music festival last week in Houston, Texas. Now, the Texas governor is stepping in to make sure this does not happen again.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is forming a concert safety task force after 8 people were killed at a Houston music festival. Abbott saying Texans should not have to worry about their safety at musical events like AstroWorld. He wants task force members, which include the Texas Music Office, DPS, and Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission, to study things like crowd control and controlled substances. The injuries and deaths happened last Friday during Travis Scott's performance at AstroWorld. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The family of one of the deceased victims from AstroWorld Fest is aiming to set up a scholarship in their loved one's name. Rudy Pena was one of 8 people who died Friday during the concert and consequent stampede of roughly 50,000 people. USA Radio News.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby on Wednesday claims climate change is just as important as China's threat against the United States.
Both are equally important. Both are challenges that the secretary wants the senior leadership of the Pentagon to be focused on, as well as many others, too.
Retired Army Brigadier General Don Boldick on Fox News says the Pentagon is misguided.
Well, I think it's very dangerous, and I think it's a miscalculation to get involved in politics. They should be focused on training, organizing our service members for the defense of this nation. We have seen they haven't done that. We watched the Afghanistan debacle. We watched how that empowered China, and China continues to push closer and closer to an invasion of Taiwan, which is very dangerous for us and for the security in Asia and across the world. And to combine those two, as the Department of Defense is way off track.
back.
As Americans are still left behind in Afghanistan, Mr. Boldick sees America returning to Afghanistan militarily.
You know, the Taliban have been in charge of the rural areas there well before the withdrawal. It was a poor decision to do it the way they did it. And this is we're going to see ourselves going back to Afghanistan. Unfortunately, do I want to do that? No, I don't. But when you don't do the right things, you're going to have to revisit the problems that you caused.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Live.
Welcome back. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and we've got with us 2022 candidate for the U.S. House of Virginia's 2nd District, who was suspended recently from Twitter. Twitter took exception to an article, a Newsweek article that was published, and called on the platform to censor him over a tweet advocating for those tried and found guilty of election fraud to face the death penalty. Jerome Bell, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, the cancel culture is in full form still, even though especially in Virginia, they seem to take a major hit. Thank you very much, the mama and the papa bears, and what's been going on with the school districts there. But, you know, and the problem that we have that continues to be ongoing is we're ignoring the obvious, which is we continue to ignore and accommodate these non-constitutionalists, these people that want to deny that the U.S. Constitution exists, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I call them communists. We definitely have communists running these different companies and running things in America that shouldn't be. You know, that's taking away our constitutional rights, our First Amendment rights, like Twitter and Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Well, and here we are on Veterans Day 2021, and, you know, for those of us who have served in the military, there is an oath that we all take, you know, that, you know, we make a vow to defend this country against all enemies, foreign and domestic. This is a serious vow. This is a vow that does not go away, whether you're in the military or your former military, right?
Yes, I explain that, and, you know, constantly to people. Our oath never expires. And thank you for your service, and also to anyone listening that are veterans, thank you for your past and present service as well. But yes, you're absolutely right. Our oath never expires, and that's why I'm running again. You know, I saw the country, the direction that our country was going in. I saw we were losing our First Amendment rights here in Virginia. They were going after our Second Amendment rights. And so, you know, I had to step up and try to do something. And for, you know, people that have served and they have forgotten, you know, that's already serving in this, like Congress, they have forgotten their oath, you know, shame on you.
Yes.
And, you know, like my opponent that I'm going to retire permanently in 2022.
Right. Well, 27 years you spent in the Navy, you know, serving our country. And Again, thank you, you know, for your service and for your dedication to patriotism, to freedom. You know, that's what we went to defend. And when we see what's happening in our country today, you know, the irreverence towards our flag and these constitutional values and foundations, you know, forgive me, but, you know, look at this is what I defended. I believe I have every right, just as you do, to continue to defend it, because as you so appropriately said, Jerome, is that, you know, our oath does not expire. I mean, it's a till death do us part sort of thing. And it's not only you and me talking today on Veterans Day, but all the veterans out there that have the same sentiment that, you know, this is grievous. This is heartbreaking what we see happening, because what we see is that, you know, what kind of America are we turning over? You know, what's going to be left? You know, it's like the final days of Camelot, so to speak, that's, you know, slipping through our fingers. And what hope do we have for our kids and the next generation coming up? Meanwhile, well, we have a runaway government that wants to continue to, you know, re-indoctrinate them, give them vaccines that are unproven, that really, truly, you know, by all scientific manner are not vaccines at all. But this is what's happening, and the damage that is being done, you know, we don't even know. And it's being done with impunity, because, you know, down the road, when they find out that, maybe we shouldn't have done that. We moved too fast. We didn't have all the information, and we've done all these damage and all this damage. And we've got kids now that have been rendered, you know, sterile or other complications that have resulted from the vaccine. We don't know. And of course, I'm being hypothetical here. But, you know, these are some of the critical questions and considerations, for example, that were missing when, you know, pharmaceuticals said and doctors said, let's go and offer thalidomide to pregnant women because this will help them with their nausea. And, you know, it was amazing to me that it took them over 10 years to figure out that this you know, this inoculation was causing a dramatic increase in miscarriages and in malformed babies. And, you know, what was the liability? You know, what happened? You know, and you know, this is we have history to look back on. And this is the stuff that we're ignoring because we're allowing a ruling elite, as you say, and these communists who have no concern for property or people. You know, and that's really the mindset of these communist Marxists that have inundated our country. They have lied. They raised their hand, taking an oath of office. And it's like they raised their on one hand is their hand is raised. On the other hand, even if it's on a Bible, somehow their fingers are crossed and it doesn't count.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and you know, you brought up a major point, and that is that we are being overran by communists, you know, and I mentioned it back in April. I brought out the term again, you know, in April on the Breitbart show. But here we have a dictatorship really in Washington. You know, I don't believe he's a duly elected president of the United States. And I will continue to say that. And I will continue to say that we need to find out what happened on November 3rd, because elections have consequences and stolen elections have dire consequences. And what we see now is something that I thought that I would never see in the United States of America. I fought, you know, served nearly three decades in this country, and I'm not going to just lay down and sit down and just hand over, you know, this country and the future of this country to God-hating Bolsheviks, basically, you know, with BLM and Antifa, and they're not doing anything about them. But this vaccine is something that's really bothering me, you know, and I've been against it, you know, for the whole time. I've been very, very vocal on individuals not getting it, the active duty military standing firm and not getting it, because I went through the vaccination program with anthrax, you know. Those shots, and, you know, end up getting reactions from that. And then it was found to be unconstitutional, you know, because we sued, and it was found to be unconstitutional. And this is the same thing. And what people don't, and the media and entities like Facebook and Twitter and YouTube, they want to silence everyone that just wants people to just go out and do the research yourself. Let's look at this thing and let's see what's happening. Over 17,000 deaths have occurred that's been reported, and that's only, I mean, it's only 1% of what's been reported through this vaccine. That's more deaths than any vaccine in the history of vaccination programs. You know, so why is that? And it's the problem is that it's big money behind it. People just have to follow the money. These, and Pfizer has been one of the most fined companies in the world. I have no clue why Pfizer is still in business, you know, because of all of the deaths and all of the vaccine reaction injuries that they've had and that they've paid out. There's no way that I would subject my children, who are grown now, to this vaccine. And now they're going after little kids, 5-year-olds, 12-year-olds, and these people are injecting their babies, you know, with this poison. I can't understand what's going on with that. You know, it's mind control. You know, these people are programmed, and you know, we have to stop it, and that's what
exactly
we have to do.
We've got to go to break. We've got more from Jerome Bell after this. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer
offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
With you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, we're talking with Jerome Bell. He's a 2022 candidate for U.S. House in Virginia's 2nd District. He was suspended from Twitter recently following the publication of a Newsweek article. They called on the platform to censor him over a tweet advocating for those tried and found guilty of election fraud to face the death penalty. You know, it's ironic, Jerome, because here, on one hand, you know, you're bringing a suggestion alternative, whereas, you know, the left has already acted very aggressively to the people that were in and around, were finding out, the Capitol building on January the 6th. Many are still being held in solitary confinement, too many, and without due process, they're just being kept there. And I was watching a interview the other night of this gentleman that he has to be, looks like latter 60s, maybe 70s. Forgive me if I'm too off with that, but, you know, it was a mature gentleman, and he was in solitary confinement. I mean, you could tell this guy was an everyman American, just an everyday citizen. And, he had been held in solitary confinement for something like 56 days, 56 days, mm-hmm. I think it was like an 8x4 cement, a cell with no windows. And he was in there, and, you know, for 24 hours, they'd let him out for 1 hour a day. I mean, for what? Because the guy happened to be at the Capitol building? He didn't do any damage. And in many cases, some of these people were invited in by the Capitol Police. We've seen the video. But there's no due process on this. And even the president, President Biden, has said, you know, he's not in a hurry to get this resolved. You know, they're just cooling the heels of these people, and they're cooling everybody else, because it's all a statement. This is what's happening, to your point. The communists are in control, the Marxists are in control, and they want you to know that they're in control. And they can lock you up and put you on ice, so you better be warned. You know, the mama bears and papa bears of Virginia, you can go raise a ruckus, and maybe we won't call you domestic terrorists, but we have other names to call you, and we have other ways to get you re-educated so that you are falling in line, because that's what oppressors do. This is what tyrants do. And we've seen this in history, but if we ignore history, then we will fall victim like everybody else, and that is repeated in our own day and manner. And this is the dangerous thing that's happening right now. And reasonable people have to hold their ground and speak out, just like you, Jerome.
Absolutely. Here it is. I'm going to give you a definition of a word, and this is what's happening in our country. They are, with his definition, a person or people who uses unlawful violence and intimidation, especially against civilians, in the pursuit of political aims. That is the definition of terrorist.
Yes.
Our government right now is providing terrorism on our people. They're using fear to control us. They're using fear of the January 6th. Okay, they're keeping these people, these political prisoners, locked up to show the public this is what can happen to you if you step out of line, if you come and challenge us, if you come with your grievances as afforded in the Constitution of the United States, we will lock you up and we don't have to give you a reason. Where are the lawmakers? Where are the politicians? Where are the Republican politicians? They should be marching. They should be up there every single day, requiring the release of these people. And they use the same thing with COVID. COVID was just a fear factor. It's all about control. And, the people definitely need to wake up. And I'm glad to see people are waking up at these school board meetings, personally. You had the A.G. Garland come out and say that we're domestic terrorists. Are you kidding me?
Yes.
But what the Democratic Party is very, very good at, Bill, they're very, very good, and they're masters at projection.
Yes, they are.
They're masters at projection. They project who they are onto us, who they are onto the public, and who they are onto, you know, inside the government. And so people really need to wake up. And so, I'm going to be on the forefront of it. You know, I know I'm probably putting my life on the line to do it. I know they're going to come after me. My Democratic opponent is already sending hit mail out on me, you know. So, but, hey, you know, like I said, my oath never expires. I serve this country.
Amen.
And then three decades not continue.
Well, this is what true patriots do. They have the faith and courage to keep standing. No matter what, you're standing on the truth, you're standing on constitutional principles, and we believe, we really do believe that in the end run that we will win, just like when we go to war to defend freedom. It may not look good at any given point in time, but we know for the American idea that idea that joins us together, regardless of color of skin, regardless of party, we're on Team America. We're on Team Freedom. That's what we're about. And we need to get this country back in line and aligned with our constitutional principles, because we've had these forces. And Trevor Loudon, who has done an incredible amount of research, just flat out said, look at Bill, I got to tell you, everybody in the Joe Biden inner circle, his counselors, everybody, they're all about Marxists, except for one person, he said, which is amazing. And we've seen this movement going on for a long time. I mean, there have been Democratic Socialists. The Democratic Socialist Party has been alive and well and thriving, you know, since the days of Joe McCarthy. And it's amazing to think of the McCarthy era and everything that happened. And it was like, okay, they hit a little speed bump there, and all this was brought to bear. And then they ended up, exaggerating it and making it seem extreme so that communists were allowed to come in, just like after 9/11. Here we get attacked, by radical Muslims, and all of a sudden now, because we don't want to be discriminatory, we're just going to throw security aside, and we're going to allow people coming into our country unvetted. And people who clearly have antithetical views and actions toward our free government, and we, give them housing, we give them education, we give them support, and they're going out into our cities in every state of the union. There has been a American citizen who has died at the hands of an illegal immigrant that has been allowed to, come into our country, and somehow that's okay. Yeah.
It's devastating what's happening down on our southern border. It's totally a organized invasion, and bad enough alone, because the president's one responsibility is to protect the citizens of the United States, and Joe Biden or who's ever running the White House is not doing that. So that's more than enough for me to impeach Joe Biden because of what's going on down at the southern border. And it's sort of ironic that you mentioned Joe McCarthy, because I was on a show on Saturday where I actually announced that I'm going to bring back the WHO Act, the House Un-American Activities Committee, that old Joe McCarthy, those old Joe McCarthy witch hunts, but he turned out, he may have taken a bad rap, but he was 100% correct. We do have communists take over at our highest levels of government, and we probably have, like you said, since way before McCarthy, probably way back to the racist Democrat Woodrow Wilson. And so and we have to fight that. And
that's right.
People don't understand it. That we are very, very close to losing this country. And with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris at the helm, we're getting dangerously close. Mm. And I'm just happy that people are seeing it. I want more people to see it because, the old cliche, and it's not really a cliche, but it's really the fact. This is the last beacon of freedom, of hope in the world. This is it. The United States of America is it. I've been to on every continent in this world. I've been to over 500 cities and countries around the world, and this is the best country. That's why people are trying to come here. That's
exactly.
Why people come here, because they know that this is the best place on earth. I wish they would do it legally and not just illegally, because that's not the way to do it, because we do where we used to have laws in this country. We used to have borders in this country. Right now,
exactly.
I'm not sure where we are. And it may be up to veterans and citizens like us to go out and defend this country like we did in 1776. Only 3% did. And so I stand with that 3% now.
Amen. I'm with you. That doctor I'd mentioned to you that gave a report here recently, and this is when the numbers of the VAERS report was demonstrated to be somewhere around 16,000 deaths of people who died post-vaccination. And he's highly degreed, respected. His name's Dr. Ryan Cole, and he said something that was rather jaw-dropping, if you can imagine this, Jerome. 16,000, and he says, in my profession, he says, you go to autopsy. Autopsy tells you everything that you need to know about, why the person died, what's going on here. And you know how many autopsies after 16,000 people have died? You know how many autopsies they've done?
No, I don't. I can guess maybe 10.
Try one. One.
Wow.
Tells you everything you need to know. We'll leave it right there. Jerome Bell, thanks for coming on the show. Appreciate it. Look forward to talking to you again. Take care.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The judge in the Kyle Rittenhouse's trial admonished the prosecutor during the teenager's cross-examination Wednesday. The illegal procedures by prosecutor Thomas Binger has opened the door for a mistrial. Rittenhouse is on trial for the murder or self-defense death of two in Kenosha, Wisconsin riots last year. Elon Musk has sold almost $5 billion in Tesla stock Wednesday. The sale follows Musk's Twitter post on Saturday asking his followers whether he should sell about 10% of his shares in Tesla after the company's stock fell 12% on Tuesday. California Governor Gavin Newsom emerged from his absence from the public eye since getting a COVID-19 booster shot nearly 2 weeks ago. Newsom also missed the United Nations Climate Change Conference. This week, the California Democrat governor made his first public appearance at the California Economic Summit in Monterey. He claims his kids and trick-or-treating was the reason for dropping out of sight. USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. Great to have Lou Euler, yes, the founder and president of LimitTaxes.org. That's where you want to go to be in the flow of the know. And he's, of course, the founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. Hey, Lou, how you doing?
We're doing well. Washington isn't doing very well, or Biden, but we're coming along. I think we're making progress, by golly.
Well, if we're going to get this country back on track, as you say, we've got to, and I believe that common sense is being born again in this country because of, like you said, what Washington is promoting right now. I mean, the American people aren't buying, and Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats are, they're not interested in whether or not we're going to buy. They're just going to shove it down our throats. And this fiasco tax and spend bill that they were were able to get by with the help of, you know, 13 Republicans. It's like, wait a minute, what is going on here that you would have, you know, Republicans side with the Democrats and to go along with a bigger government, all in the name of this infrastructure. I mean, an infrastructure of what? You know, yes, there's some bridges and buildings and things that that have been needed that we need to look at. But this is like a Trojan horse, Lou, because it comes with strings attached.
Oh, you're absolutely right. And what the Democrats did was to include projects in districts for enough Republicans to influence them to join and pass this infrastructure bill. Now, what this does is I think we finally can drive a stake in the ground and begin the process of saying, why should somebody in Minnesota be building a bridge in New York? And why should somebody in Indiana pay for the and subsidize the rail line and some high-paid officer to ride on the rail from Washington to New York? It makes no sense. It is just a political trade-off that we must put the stop to. And this is part of the limit government, right-sized government approach that we're urging, and it is time for that to be the focus of Washington, to let local projects be locally funded and get them out of Washington.
Does the country have to endure a bankruptcy of some sort, Lou, to finally, you know, employ some common sense here? Because it just seems like the Democrats and Nancy Pelosi just, they keep spending money that they don't have. I mean, they're making, you know, basically, I mean, they're making financial commitments on kids that haven't even been born yet.
Yes, and what I think is happening around the country, and Virginia showed it, in New York City, et cetera, and that is that people are now saying, wait a minute, let's apply the common sense that we much need for restoring order to America. And so these pieces of legislation have benefits in them in terms of a learning process and a restoration process for America, I do believe.
Well, you know, the people have to really mount up, just like they did in Virginia and also New Jersey and other parts, I think Michigan as well. There was some light there that came through that bust through the darkness of, you know, just poor government, poorly run government. And, you know, let's do away with law and order. Like somehow, you know, our society can, you know, we've demonstrated that we don't need police, right? I mean, you know, it's clear that we need just the opposite. And this is why, you know, some of these, you know, some of these cities with a grand experiment put their people at risk and said, well, let's get these police back. Well, meanwhile, the damage is done and you've gotten rid of some excellent talent here. And it's not like you can go someplace and just start, you know, start hiring, you know, police off the shelf. And, you know, with all that experience, you know, they've taken their pensions and ran. They said, you know, why should I put that, you know, my life's work and pensions and everything coming to me at risk because of this volatile, you know, governments and city in which we live in. And we're you know, we've taken a vow to protect and to serve.
No, but the end result, I think, of what we've observed over the last several weeks and over the last several months in terms of polling data on these officials, on the president, on other members of the Democrat Party and the progressives, is that we're heading in the right direction now. We've changed direction for America, and the gasoline prices, the prices of goods in the stores and all the rest are confirming common sense average American that we're on the wrong track. We need to change leadership, and I think that's laying the groundwork. And as we're doing these projects, we have to remember that past stuff has happened. The big dig in Boston, that was supposed to have been done in 10 years, took 20 years to do, and was 10 times as costly. And this is why we have to be very tough at the federal level about funding projects across this country that are especially and focused local projects that need to be locally handled so that the rest of us are not paying for the freight.
Exactly. Well, and that's the deal. It's like, you know, if they're not writing the check, there's not going to be accountability. I mean, this has been proven time and again, and you get government waste in large measure. I mean, Senator Tom Coburn was famous for it. Adam Andrzejewski, with Open the Books, has picked up the charge and the gauntlet, you know, so to speak, from the senator, and he has been championing the causes and continues to report on the disastrous waste that continues there on the Beltway. And, you know, it's with impunity, Lou. I mean, they have no shame or any kind of conscience to think that they owe the American people any kind of accountability for spending their money so irresponsibly and not even being on top of it. I mean, whether we're not, you know, we're not even talking about Medicare waste or any of these other entitlements that have been out there that, you know, have just... you know, they've not been very well managed, to say the least.
No, and that's why it is time to look at the right sizing of government and the right allocation of functions between levels of government. Mm-hmm. What we've been confronting in Virginia that led to the change in the governorship here, where the locals, some of the school boards, decided that they're going to take away from the parents the curriculum for the youngsters. And it is now time for, as we say, average common sense American to take back the control over their government, both locally and nationally and philosophically, so that we restore the America that we inherited and
exactly.
that we know we need to continue with for the future.
Well, this is what the idea of We the People stands for, Lou. Exactly. And this should be a rallying cry across this country for Americans to take back what rightfully belongs to them, and that is their government. It does not belong to the ruling elites. The ruling elites have given us this chaos that we're having to deal with right now, this over-bloated budget and government and waste that has been taking place. Enough is enough. Lou Euler, as always, we appreciate you coming on the show. He's the founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. Lou, how can our audience get activated and be part of the solution?
Well, we'll stay with us at limittaxes.org, and together we will restore the America we love and cherish.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bill Martinez. We have a country to save.
This is your time, your moment. The strength of fight, your golden. You've come so far, keep going. Here comes the golden.
Bill Martinez.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, and it's great to have Brian Walsh with us. We're going to talk about the latest study on federal student loan holders in order to come up with a strategy for repayment. Brian, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me today.
Well, we've got the federal freeze on student loan repayments ending 40 million people. And now they're going to be scrambling to avoid default after avoiding payments for almost 2 years. So what's the strategy here?
Yeah, so I think, you know, first and foremost, what we're helping people do is really plan ahead between now and the end of January to make the best plan for them, depending on some people are still in a hard financial position due to the pandemic versus some people aren't, and they should have different strategies based on how their overall finances are, kind of just accordingly.
Well, we're talking with Brian Walsh. He's the SoFi Manager of Financial Planning and Student Loan Expert. We've had him on before to talk about this topic, and especially now. Brian, it's got to be tough for, you know, these young people that are dealing with this reality. I mean, you're not making payments for 2 years, and then all of a sudden here's the shock. Guess what? We're back. And, I mean, this is going to be tough. And as you said, we're not out of the weeds yet because of all that we've all experienced with, you know, COVID.
Yeah, I do think it will be tough for some people. The great news is I think the Biden administration was pretty clear when they announced the last extension, saying, hey, this is the final extension. We're doing this so that way you can figure out the best plan. So for people who are still in kind of a tough spot financially, what we're encouraging them to do is talk to the loan servicer and find out what options are going to be available now rather than waiting a couple months. A perfect example would be exploring income-driven repayment options in which the payment is actually limited to a certain percentage of your income. So if your income is still impacted, that would mean that you would have lower payments. So I think stuff like that can be done now rather than waiting and stressing about missing a payment.
Well, exactly. I mean, because, you know, with the holidays before us and everything else, and before you know it, I mean, even though this will expire on January the 31st, and you say, well, that's a ways off. Well, but now's the time to do it because you can get ahead of the ballgame and then also begin to plan accordingly, right?
Exactly. And I think even if you are in a good financial position where you don't need to explore income-driven repayment or anything like that, because of the timing of this, we're actually encouraging people to make pretend payments, for example, where, you know, let's say your student loan payment is going to be $400 a month when you have to make it. Maybe you just have that go to your checking, your savings account now. So that way you can kind of get used to making it. And then you don't have the holidays kind of surprise you. And then all of a sudden you have this extra payment on top of it.
You say that some of the strategy here includes updating your contact information and prepare your bills. I mean, don't they already have our contact information?
They do, but what we've seen is a lot of people have moved throughout the course of the pandemic. I guess I'm a perfect example. I've moved two different times since the pandemic began.
Wow.
And mail forwarding doesn't always work. So what we want people to do is, number one, make sure you learn or know who your loan servicer is, because about 10 million people actually have a different servicer than they did before the pandemic. And then number two, updated information, so that way you get the bills and the communication goes back and forth.
How do we find the best plan for our income, Brian?
Yeah, so first and foremost, it's saying, hey, if I'm in that tough spot, then it could be exploring income-driven repayment. But if you're not in a, you know, challenging financial position, then it's really going to be trying to figure out whether or not you want to, you know, minimize the amount that you're paying right now on a monthly basis or aggressively pay back these loans and kind of save money over the long term. And for that long-term savings side of things, we're seeing more and more people explore refinancing their student loans, for example, because interest rates are at or near historic lows, and it could be an opportunity for them to lower their interest rates and save money as they repay their loans.
Brian, you can't help but feel for some of these people who heard during the presidential campaign conversation that their loans were going to be exonerated, they were no longer going to be responsible, and that was all hyped up, and they hoped that that may happen. But, of course, we know that it didn't, and the reality is, hey, it's time, and you're going to have to pay those loans back.
Yeah, there's certainly been a lot of questions that we've received about that. And there's been a lot of discussion about that for, gosh, 3, 4, 5 years now. But as you mentioned, there's no clear consensus. So what we're urging people to do is plan on paying these loans back. Now, that being said, there has been targeted loan forgiveness. And there has been talk about improving public service loan forgiveness, for example. So I think that's something, if you work in the nonprofit sector, look into that and see if that's an option for you.
Exactly. You say also to explore other federal programs. What other federal programs are out there?
So I think what we're looking at is really exploring all of the federal benefits that come with federal student loans. So one thing that I guess people aren't always aware of before we start talking to them is the example of public service loan forgiveness. If, let's say, you work in the nonprofit sector, or taking advantage of income-driven repayment, or if you're experiencing, let's say, a hardship, exploring any sort of forbearance-type opportunities, depending on what you're going through, and really kind of exhausting those options if you're kind of struggling to make payments.
Now, you mentioned before to, you know, kind of do a practice program with payments, but you're saying restart payments early. That's not going to hurt you either, right?
Exactly, because in addition to the payments being suspended during this period of time, the interest is also suspended. So any payment that you make on your federal student loans actually goes right to the principal. So that means it'll actually save you money over the long run on interest. And we've seen, you know, a good chunk of people making payments all along in their federal student loans just because they didn't want to get out of the habit of doing it, and it was a way for them to save money on interest over the long term.
Exactly. That was smart. What about consolidating loans?
Yeah, we get a lot of questions about consolidating, and really what that does is it can simplify your student loan situation and even be a way to adjust your payments. So it's a program through the federal government. It's the direct federal loan consolidation, and you can kind of merge a handful of different federal loans into one. It's not going to lower your interest rate, but it could potentially change your payment if you stretch out that repayment period. And most importantly, it'll just simplify your life.
Where do you have to be in order to qualify for a consolidation?
So from a consolidation perspective, really, there's not going to be, you know, stringent qualifications. It's going to be looking at, hey, do I have federal student loans? And then if you do, then it would be exploring that option. The flip side would be a lot of times we'll get questions about refinancing because it's conceptually similar to consolidation, but that's where you'd have to actually qualify. You'd have to apply for a private student loan with a lender like, let's say, SoFi, and you have to get approved, and then that would then kind of replace any loans that you wanted to refinance.
Well, we're talking with Brian Walsh, SoFi manager of financial planning and a student loan expert, giving us a rundown here because, you know, coming the end of January next year, it's back and it's time to repay those loans. And here is the early warning, because as we know, people who are prepared are the ones that do better here. And this is what we want you to experience, is to be able to get back on track in paying back these loans, because they're not going away regardless of what some politicians have said early. The reality is they still must be paid back. It's our responsibility, our obligation when we took the loan out to begin with. You say also explore student loan refinancing. That's available as well, right?
Yes, exactly. And I think this is something where a lot of people are exploring refinancing their student loans now because of where interest rates are at and then the fact that payments are starting back up. One thing to keep in mind if you're doing this is to, you know, make sure you shop around. It's so easy these days to go online, you check your rate in a matter of minutes, and make sure you get the best rate if you're going to refinance before kind of locking yourself in.
And you still say that there's some broad loan forgiveness as a possibility, right?
Yeah. So I think how we've been approaching it and having financial planning discussions with people is it's always kind of going to be the elephant in the room hanging out there where it's still being discussed. But what we need to do is just focus on repaying the loans. The payments are going to start back up and figuring out that plan based on what we know right now. But kind of keeping in the back of our mind because it does get talked about and it does get asked about on a regular basis.
Well, Brian Walsh, we got to leave it there. Where can they go for more information?
Yeah, you can go to SoFi.com or you can download the SoFi app.
He's a SoFi manager of financial planning and student loans. Brian Walsh has been our guest. Brian, thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
The final phase of...